Hey, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. I'm your jefe or whatever the heck I'm trying to say, Tom Reber. And listen, this is the place for you to be if you have any interest in bringing respect back to yourself, your trade, and the contracting industry as a whole. We are going to dig deep into the crap that is stuck between your damn ears, your brain, right? We dig into that. We talk about how to make more money, how to build a stronger team of what we call hashtag FWs. If you don't know what that means, cover your young one's ears right now. I'll give you three, two, all right, a hashtag FW is a fucking winner, okay? Beep, beep that out if you needed to, sorry. No, I'm really not sorry. But anyway, it's a fucking winner. We don't need A players and, you know, really good employees. We need winners on our teams, okay? And so, like I said, we help you make more money, build a strong team of FWs, how to market like your life, or I'm sorry, like your next meal depends on it for your business, but how to sell like you don't need it, okay? Because there's a mindset behind that. So a lot of the stuff we cover here, you're going to hear my thoughts, ideas, my strategies, as well as the stories of some of the most successful people in the contracting world on this show from time to time. Before we dig in today, I want to share a couple things that are going on in the fight that you might give a shit about. All right, so here we go. So the first thing is I want you to head to thecontractorfight.com. Check out our newly redesigned website, mainly just the homepage and some things like that. We put what we call chooser boxes on there, just a few tweaks to make it easier for people to find the help that they need, whether they're looking for just some of the, I don't know, hundreds of videos and blogs and podcasts and articles and all that other stuff, hundreds that we've done over the years that are free to help you grow your business, or you're interested in one of our programs, such as the Contractor Sales Academy, Fight Club, Fight Nights, One Nail, a bunch of other cool stuff that are going on there. All right. So another thing, speaking of the CSA, the Contractor Sales Academy, my partners and I have are super excited to announce that we are releasing a entry-level Contractor Sales Academy program called The Bridge. It's opening up real, real soon. I'm recording this on the 14th of October. It should be up in the next few days here. And you can head to contractorsalesacademy.com/the-bridge. And there is a waiting list there if you are interested in getting more information when that opens up. God, a lot of CSA announcements here. The next two are CSA. We have a CSA member-only event coming up in the first week or so, second week, I don't know the calendar in front of me right now, of December. And it's a members-only event where we're going to get together, give out some awards to people in our group, and get a lot of good time, you know, hanging with a bunch of FWs. And that's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. So here's the deal. If you want to come, you can't unless you're a Contractor Sales Academy member, a CSA member. And that would include being in The Bridge. That would include being in our full mentorship program, whatever it is. So if you want to hang out with me, my partners, and a 50 or 60 really, really cool other successful contractors, then you'll want to be there in December. And the good news for our members is unless we change something the last day, it's free. All right. So you just got to get there. All right. Last CSA announcement. Quickly here. We are super excited. I mentioned my partners, Steve and Derek. We're super excited to let you know that we are recording the first few shows right now of the only contractor podcast that's 100% dedicated to being a better salesperson. Okay. And so the CSA podcast is releasing real soon. It'll be up. Our first two or three, four episodes will be released here in the next 2 weeks by the end of October. So stay tuned for that. That will be kick-ass, I promise you. We are an unruly bunch of guys when we get together, and it's a no bullshit, how to stop wasting money and wasting your time and making more money and things like that. So we're going to talk about basically how we teach people to take everything you know about selling and throw it out the window. All right. We have some steps and processes that we follow that we encourage people to follow. So you're going to want to make sure that you subscribe to the Contractor Sales Academy podcast when that is up and running. All right, last two announcements here for you. I will be keynoting the Painting Contractors of America industry event, Expo 2019. I will be keynoting that March 6th through 8th. I'm pulling it up on their website here. In Savannah, Georgia. Yes, Georgia. Super excited to head down there and support an organization and an industry that's been very good to me and very good for me, very good in many ways, full of amazing, amazing people. And listen, if you are not a painting contractor and you're not part of the Painting Contractors Association, you can go to pdca.org. That is their website. Join. Listen, there's a lot of stuff there to help you be a better owner of a painting business. A lot of things for training. A lot of benefits in the membership I won't get into right now, but head to pdca.org and do that. They're an amazing group of people there. If you're a builder, if you're a remodeling company, things like that, and you do painting and have guys on staff and things like that, you can go too. Listen, there's so many good things from just industry standards to being better at estimating and building a team and everything else. So go to the event in Savannah, Georgia. Hang out with me and a bunch of other cool people. And last announcement here today. Sorry it's taken so long, guys. I'm also going to be speaking, doing a couple workshops. Excuse me, I burped. Couple workshops coming up in, Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, end of March, I think the 22nd, with JLC Live in New England there. So I'm going to be out there March 2019. March is a busy month, speaking and stuff like that. So if you're in the Northeast there and you're planning on heading to JLC Live, make sure that you hit me up and let's get some time. We'll probably broadcast a show or two while I'm in town there. We'll do it live. We might even interview some of y'all. All right. So anyway, let's get into the topic of today, my furry frickin' friends. All right. Here it is. Listen, what I want to talk about, been on my mind, is are you a habitual excuse maker? Okay. George Washington Carver, who I want to say came up with over 100 uses for the peanut, if my memory serves correctly. He was an inventor and former slave and all that other stuff. He said many, many moons ago, I don't know why I just went, like Apache Indian or something there. He said 99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. And I happen to agree. This whole no excuses thing, we put it on our shirts, we get tattoos, put it on a bumper sticker, on the window sticker of our truck or whatever. No excuses, man. When I was growing up, there was a whole no excuses brand. And if it's the one I'm thinking of, it was due to, it was like all muscular and he had like this buzz cut or whatever, right? Some of you old farts might remember that if that's the brand I'm thinking of. And, that's our war cry. No excuses, man. No excuses. Hustle. I'm going to grind and all this other shit. Then we make an excuse. Like we go, no excuses. Then we make one. We're like, well, I was just too busy this week. I didn't have time to call my past customers. Or, I'm waiting on so-and-so to get me the information, which is why I didn't do the thing that I was supposed to do. All right. Or here's a good one. When I lose 10 pounds, I'm going to quit smoking. Or I recently heard one of my buddies, and he's actually been on this show before, but I'm not going to throw him under the bus. Because it was actually his wife who told me that he doesn't want to start going to the gym yet until he gets in shape. All right. So anyway, listen, guys, we all have habits. We all have habits. We all have good habits. We all have bad habits. We smoke, we drink, we eat healthy, we work out. All right. And these habits are conditioned into us, all right, by the decisions that we make. These habits are developed little by little over time until they become second nature. Well, the habit of excuse making is no different. See, everybody has plans. We all have this future someday that we want to accomplish. We want to achieve. But sadly, most of us don't reach those goals. Most of us don't reach that someday that we have in our business or in our life. And the number one culprit is our own damn excuses. See, falling short of our goals and our someday, quote unquote, is rarely the fault of the weather, the economy, or any other outside factors. Okay? It is often, the falling short is often the result of the fact that we tolerate anything less than incredible focus, grit, and overall commitment to the things that we say that we want. Whew, I'm out of breath there. Whew, gotta calm down, man. So listen, becoming the person that you want to be, the business owner that you want to be, the contractor that you want to be, is going to be hard work. And what I have found, and this is in my own life and the lives of the people I coach, friends of mine, and this and that, is that I've learned that people are generally like water. And what I mean by that is we pretty much consistently look to take the path of least resistance. So we promise to get our life together and we start with enthusiasm and then bam, a challenge knocks us in the teeth. And then many of us, we will cave in and fail to follow through on the action we know we should be following in order to move us closer to the thing that we say we want, because we don't like to be uncomfortable, okay? We're like water. Like, hey, water, oh, there's a rock. Well, let me go around the rock. Let me find a way to wiggle through here. All right, guys, we can't be like water. Got to embrace discomfort. All right? So, you know, why do we make excuses? So I've read many, many psychology articles over the years on excuse making and where excuses come from. And what I have found is the only thing that I really need to know about all that stuff, because I'm never going to be a psychology expert, is that these excuses that we make all originate in self-preservation. Self-preservation. See, you're supposed to do something, right? You're supposed to get a project done or call somebody or whatever. And you didn't do it. So then immediately, if you're like most of us, most humans, that is, you're going to automatically feel the pressure of falling short. And there's a bunch of emotional things that are going on here that cause us to jump into this, I got to cover my ass mode, so we make up an excuse. That's really what's happening. And what I want you to understand is that excuses are toxic habits. Okay. Oh, Tom, it's no big deal. It's just an excuse everybody makes and blah, blah, blah. You know, some excuses are bad and some are good or whatever. Okay. Well, here's the deal. The habit of making excuses is toxic to your growth in anything you do. So check this out. Imagine that you have a nice, clean, pure glass of drinking water. You're about to chug that thing down and then Tom walks up in the room and goes, zip, I unzip my pants and I start taking a whiz in your drinking water. All right? Do you want to drink that water? Hell no, you don't want to drink that water. Okay? See, but each time we make an excuse, I see that as it's like we're peeing in our own drinking water. We're adding something toxic into our minds. See, because whatever we tell our minds are going to believe it over time. Okay? Feed in enough excuses and it's going to be contaminated and it's going to take a massive effort to clean that shit up. Or that piss up in this case. So listen, make a commitment to keep your mind clean of the toxic crap so that you can build a stronger life, a stronger mind, a stronger business, and hit your goals. Okay? Don't allow yourself to piss in your own water. It's bad enough that I came in and pissed in your water, but don't pee in your own damn drinking water. All right, so here's a couple things that you could do right now as we wrap this up. First thing, if you want to kick the excuse habit, stop protecting yourself, mofo. All right? No more letting yourself off the hook. Basic idea here is this. When you don't do what you need to do, you don't make, just own it. Just own it. You know, when asked why you didn't get something done, hey man, I just dropped the ball. I failed to follow up. I failed to call the customer back. I didn't give my guys the scope of work. I didn't, you know, follow the sales process, whatever it is, whatever the truth is, just own the shit. No, those of you that are in the Contractor Fight private Facebook group, you know that the cover charge is you got to own some crap And it's so funny. We have just under 1,000 people in that group right now. We've kicked out well over 3,000 people in the last year. And what I mean by kicked out is you have 24 hours to own your crap. You come into the group, and if you can't look in the mirror and own your crap, and I don't mean I just need to get better at sales. That's not owning your crap. That's a symptom of your crap. Your crap might be you're too much of a chicken shit to talk to people about money, or it might be you're too lazy and cheap to get off your ass, and you procrastinate getting the training that you need to get, or you're fearful of this, or whatever it might be. You're lazy, okay? Or you make excuses, right? What we're talking about here. You got to own your crap. And owning your crap, guys, is basically my way of saying stop protecting yourself and expose. Let's go to church, right? Expose your sinful ways to the light. All right. I'm not going to go all too church on you. Some of you were probably starting to have convulsions or something there when I went into pastor mode. All right, so stop protecting yourself, doggone it. All right, own your crap. Don't let yourself off the hook anymore. All right, another thing you got to do, or I recommend that you do, is change your identity, okay? And one of the ways you do that is for what you tell yourself. And it works like this. Instead of saying, I'm just a procrastinator. I'm just not good with numbers. I'm just a dick to my guys. What are you doing? You are giving yourself you're feeding your mind all these reasons why you can't be a better leader, why you can't be a more profitable business owner. Stop telling yourself that you're these negative things. Okay? Flip it and say, if you've struggled with knowing the numbers of your business in the past, maybe it's a different story. It's like, I'm so excited to learn more about the math of my business so I can be more profitable. Not totally there yet, but I'm on my way. So it gives, change your identity. You're going to become what you tell yourself. All right. Last thing is, what I wrote down here was get coached. Now, coaching doesn't mean you got to pick the phone up or go to my website and hire me or any other business coach for that matter. What it means is ask a friend. Okay. Hire someone, get help. I don't care. Find somebody who's going to call you out when you're making a bullshit excuse. How many times have we talked about in this show how important it is for you to surround yourself with FWs, that you become the average of the people that you hang out with, okay? Give this community, give your friends the green light to get in your face about the things that you need to change. Just like as a football coach, okay? One of my jobs, and not in a negative, like you're a piece of shit way, but one of my jobs is to expose the crappy technique that I see on the field in a game or the failed assignment. We got to talk about that. Hey, what's going on? Okay. And it's that accountability. It's that teaching. It's that guiding that we all need in any area of our life. So get coached. Okay. Change your identity, what you talk to yourself, and stop protecting yourself. Stop letting yourself off the hook. All right. So listen, if I had to lay money down on why you haven't reached the majority of your goals, my bet would be, because I am the same way, you guys, it's my excuses. Bottom line is, if you want something, you're going to get it. And if it really means that much to us, we're going to find a way and we're going to ditch the excuses. If you need more customers, you're going to find a way. You want to get healthy, you're going to find a way. You want to increase your personal income, you're going to find a damn way instead of an excuse. So stop letting excuses hold you back from the things you want. Stop taking a whiz in your pure drinking water. All right? So Travis, you can start bringing those guitars in as we rock out here. This little solo cast, micro fight, whatever the hell we call these things these days, of the Contractor Fight. Guys, head to thecontractorfight.com. Tons and tons of resources there for you to kick some serious ass in your business. And with that, my friends, Guadalupe, El Donde, La Baño, Izquierda, Tequila. Bunch of words that I've heard through the years. There we go. Travis, rock us out. We'll see you guys next time. And we'll talk to you next time on Contractor Fight.